Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
How about this? Gambling. Upstate New York preparing for casino gambling, of course, and we've been hearing about the various casinos around the region, and now a Rockefeller Institute study finds gambling revenue dropping nationwide, which certainly could impact these casinos in New York.
Yeah, that Rockefeller Institute finding comes on the same day that the New York State Gaming Commission signed off on a plan to seek bids on what would be the fourth upstate casino, you know, Las Vegas-type casino, state-licensed. That would be in the area that many regard as the true southern tier. Politicians and others from the southern tier region had loudly complained of being passed over when the state awarded the licenses at the end of the year. Since that recommendation, they've been lobbying to have the state consider another casino for the real southern tier. The one that was supposed to go to the southern tier went up between Rochester and Syracuse along this state thruway. Meanwhile, a proposed boutique casino on the city of Rensselaer's waterfront, just across from downtown Albany, appears to be running into snags already, according to our columnist Chris Churchill. It was announced on Friday it would include 1,000 video lottery terminals, and it would be sponsored by the Capital District Off-Track Betting Corp., and it would be in a hotel looking right across at the city skyline. But now, several of the elected officials who were initially touted as backing this plan said they never agreed to support the project because it would compete with the planned casino in Schenectady. So it looks like that's losing support as before it even gets off the ground.
The embattled mayor of Troy, Lou Rosamilia, made the announcement yesterday. It's a common refrain among politicians when they leave office, and that is he's going to spend more time with his family.
He really did say that. He said it was a personal decision. He was proud of his term as mayor, but he's stepping down after 4 years. You know, immediately it kicks off speculation on who will replace him. Our reporter Ken Crow is saying today that the city council president, Rodney Wilshire, Rensselaer County legislator Edward Manny, and a newcomer Ernest Everett are the Democrats whose names are being talked about. On the Republican side, you have Councilman Jim Gordon, and then there's the former candidate who lost against Rosamilia 4 years ago, Carmela Mantello. She's been a city council member, and she's also run the Hudson Greenway.
The wonderful Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.